I'm LJ.
What's cracking, y'all? It's Stevie Nicks.
And we're Knicks fans.
And welcome to Knicks Anonymous.
Myself, and I think we see Willis coming out.
Fast break to Walt Frazier. Frazier then slows it down. It's picked up by Jerry West at the top of the post. Three.
Here's David Stern with the announcer.
First pick, select Patrick Ewing.
Bernard looking for 50, and he's got it. Back to back 50-point games for Bernard King.
Anthony for three. Bang! That one goes down, and the game is tied. Houston ducks under. Got it. With 8 points left. Lynn puts it up. Bang! Jeremy Lynn from downtown.
Johnson cuts left. Now fires a three. It is good, and he's fouled. It counts, and he is fouled.
What is going on, New York? Welcome back to another episode of
Knicks Anonymous.
Episode
it's number 78.
78. And yes, we got it right. You could check. A lot of people, aka one person, be telling us that we be getting it wrong, Stevie.
Well, yeah, we got it right this time around.
I'm not jacking, we be getting it wrong. I'm not jacking that at all. But, nonetheless, we are here as always, like every week. As always, shout out to the Knicks Anonymous family. We are the people's voice.
And we are nothing without the people.
The beautiful, beautiful people. Now, Steven.
And the ugly ones.
And the ugly ones. All people. But, Steven, tell these people where they can find us.
Find us on Instagram at Knicks Anonymous. Also, on TikTok as well as Twitter, Knicks Anonymous. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, and Breaker. Or you can just simply Google Knicks Anonymous.
Today's a special day, Stevie. Well, it's not today. We posted about it. I think when did we post it? We posted it today, actually.
Yeah.
So today is a special day. Would you like to tell the people what kind of day it is?
Well, it's Sunday, but as far as why it's special, I posted on the story today, well, actually, LJ posted on the story today, a picture of our first piece of merchandise. We are releasing pins.
Nice-looking
Knicks Anonymous logo pins. Very detail-oriented, nicely carved.
I'm excited, man. They look dope.
Coming soon. Very soon.
Website. Yes. So what's gonna happen is we are now going to make the website. I know we've been talking about the website for quite some time, but it is now official because now we have merchandise and people want the merchandise. A lot of you guys voted yes to the pins, and like always, we appreciate you guys so much for supporting us. But yeah, so what's gonna happen is we're gonna make a website, and it's gonna be all Knicks and all your Knicks Anonymous needs will be on this website. So stay tuned. Follow us on the social medias so you can stay up to date on to when the website actually drops. Speaking of social medias, let's get right into the show, man. I'm gonna start this off with a new little thing called Twitter Talk.
Okay. new what's it called? New segment.
I don't know. I think we're just gonna call it Twitter Talk. It just sounds TT. It just rolls off the tongue.
Oh no, we'll call correctly. It Twitter Talk.
Boom. Yeah. So as everybody knows, or if you don't know, Twitter is literally the internet's toilet bowl. So there's a lot of toxicity on Twitter. We've brought it up a couple of times, but we've never actually given you like examples. So in this little Twitter talk that we're about to have, I got some examples on my phone so you can actually understand what we're talking about. So first on the list, right, there is a lot going on, a lot of Knicks fans at war with each other. The biggest theme on Twitter is the front office and or Thibodeau problems, to the point of pretty much being fired from the organization.
Oh boy, this conversation again. You know, we want to fire the front office. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, we pretty. So you call it what? Clean house.
Yeah.
So
we fire the front office or fire the coach?
Yes. So what are your give me your opinion on that.
And hire who?
I don't know his name. The head, the assistant coach.
No, I'm talking about if we fire Leon Rose. Hire who?
Oh, I've actually never gotten an answer.
So yeah, that pretty much answers my feelings about that.
So let us know in the comments if you got somebody. You know, we will be happy to take a look at your.
Leon Rose is here to stay, bro. He's not doing a bad job, despite what most Knicks fans think.
So what do you like the most? What has Leon done for us that you would say like this is the main reason why he's staying?
Well, for one, Knicks fans for years have been preaching about we want young talent to build around, young talent to develop. We actually have that. You know what I mean? Like Deuce McBride, Jericho Sims, Obi Toppin, Emmanuel Quigley. I wouldn't say he's a young player anymore. He's a vet now, but Mitch is still young, so I guess he could still qualify. Mitchell Robinson, RJ Barrett. Dude, half our roster is young. Quinn Grimes. Did I leave anybody out?
Did you say Deuce?
I did. I actually started the list with them.
So
that's seven young players I just named.
Bro. And Reddish? Did you say Reddish?
Cam Reddish. Eight. There you go. Eight young players. We have a youthful foundation to build around. Don't see what the problem is. Not only do we have a youthful foundation to build around, we have a crap load of draft picks. Our salary cap isn't shot. You know, it's not great right now, but it's not shot. We could make moves to make it better. So as far as front office wise, Leon Rose is here to stay. You know, I pretty much gave you all the reasons as to why. We're not in cap hell. We have assets. You know, we're only going up, dude. Like, everybody's just overreacting to an average start. And again, we've said it many times, we're an average team. So I don't see what the problem is.
And I agree with that, man. That's a good take. That's an interesting take. Because you also my take on that was, I don't think Leon Rose is the problem. But not that Tibbs isn't the problem. Is that if there was a problem, it was that like Tibbs' rotation situation. So Leon Rose definitely got the right guys. You know, he went out and got the talent that we needed. He went and got Jalen Brunson, Obi Toppin. You can say that's kind of a whoopsie-do because, you know, of what happened with Randle, because everyone knows Obi Toppin was supposed to come in for Randle due to the fact we thought Randle was not that guy.
Well, nobody really said that, but we all know that's what it is, dude. Like, because in all honesty, let's be real, we haven't heard that.
But we all know
that that's the truth.
We know that's the truth.
That's like the elephant in the room.
Yeah, we know that's the truth.
Or at that time, that was the elephant in the room.
Yeah, so... You know, and then Randle had the All-Star year.
The anomaly.
We got Emmanuel Quickley. We got Deuce McBride. He went and got Jericho Sims. So we got the talent. I think the problem could be that Tibbs is not either necessarily using the talent properly or accordingly. You know, due to like the bad rotations and like the inconsistency, of minutes. But in terms of like being fired? No, I don't think that's something to be fired over. You can work through that.
Exactly. I mean, you don't fire Tibbs, bro. Nick Nation is crazy, dude. Who are we going to replace Tibbs with? Johnny Bryant? We don't know what Johnny Bryant is. You know what I mean? Like, I understand, like, yeah, he's a young coach, and people think that's what the Knicks need, is a youthful coach. But we're not a disaster, bro. Like, yeah, it's bad. Like, you know, we won today. So our record is what right now? I'm sorry. I have to check that real quick.
Yeah, and...
We beat the Cavs today, as a matter of fact, in a great defensive game. We'll get back. We'll get to the games later, though. We're 11-13 right now, bro. So I don't see what the problem is. We're two games under 500.
We're just below average.
Yeah, I understand the games we lost are pretty ugly, and a few of them we should have won. Hell, we have a list of games we should have won ourselves.
We do.
And we go over that every episode. So, yeah, we could be in a better place, but we're not in a bad place either.
Yeah, I don't think firing would be the best option, because you can't really say Tibbs hasn't affected the team in any positive way. I mean, look at Mitch. Mitch is slowly becoming, looking like a defensive player of the year almost candidate.
I wouldn't say that, but he's a way better defensive anchor with Tibbs around than he was when he wasn't. That's a definite fact.
Quentin Grimes. You know what his I mean? Defense has gotten way better.
Yep. You know, his number, his offensive numbers are pretty modest, but I put that more to him being out on injury and him getting his footing. So I'm not too worried about his offense. I think that'll come in due time. But the defense is on point. You're right about that. He's helped with that.
And then when it comes to, like, honestly, like, when you really look down on it, like don't get me wrong. I've had my, you know, my differences with Tibbs and, you know, the front office too. You know, sometimes I don't really see, like, with the Reddish thing, I didn't really see eye to eye. Because, like, when I found out that they didn't see eye to eye, I was kind of, like, ajarred in a way. Like, okay, what? Like, what's the disconnect here? So, I guess I had my doubts. But look at, like, because I feel like when people are angry, they kind of tend to, you know, just forget all the good, you know, because that's what anger does. You know, it clogs your brain pretty much. So, you know, he did take us to the playoffs. You know, that same Thibodeau did take us to the playoffs. Granted, Randall was going off, but, you know, it's not like the coach doesn't have any effect on the team whatsoever. So Tibbs is definitely more than capable of helping this specific team because he's done it already. So if it's done once, it could be done again. You know what I mean?
All I'm saying is with an A player, Tibbs would look like a much better coach.
I mean, it shows with D-Rose. Prime D-Rose.
I'm just saying.
I
think that's the Knicks' biggest problem, bro. Because, like, we have talent. We just don't have the A guy. We have a bunch of B guys. I've been saying this for the whole year. This epiphany hit me during the Brooklyn game. We were there live. And the reason it hit me is because if you take KD off that team, we're better than Brooklyn. They blew us out off the strength that they just had KD. And the same thing happened against the Mavericks.
And a little bit of Seth Curry. I can't lie, because Seth Curry had like 28.
Well, yeah, but that's beside the point. But with an A, without the A player, we're winning that. We're most likely beating them without KD.
We'll definitely compete. We're not getting blown out by 30.
So an A player makes that much of a difference. You know what I mean? Like, the Knicks have a bunch of B plus players.
So what it looks like, so if that's the case, right, it looks like the majority of the Knicks fan base is on the young route, like the time route, like, which is interesting to me, because if they're on the development route,
we've been developing long enough.
No, but okay, but look, listen, because, like, they want Tibbs to go because they want to develop the talent that we have now, correct? So that takes time. So it's interesting to me that everybody's rushing the process, but they want to take it slow. Everybody says they want to win it, you know, they want to win games, they want to do this. I'm like, okay, but if you want to develop, especially if you get rid of the head coach, there it's going to be a lot of L's.
Yes, sir. I'll put it to you like this. I'm not going to say the time is now to make a move, but the time is coming soon. Because, bro, like, everybody keeps talking about they want to develop youth. We have youth. More than enough youth.
And who's to say that this youth isn't already at their, you know, peak? Like, who's to say?
Well, maybe not so much Grimes, Deuce, and Sims, but more so RJ
and, like, Obi
and Obi and Quickly.
Like, this could be who they are.
Especially RJ.
Man, listen.
I'm not saying that that's definitely the case because, you know, he still has time to develop. The kid's only 23, you know, and you don't really know who somebody is until they're like 24, 25. That's when you know. Like, once you hit that age and that's what you are. So RJ still has time, but it's just concerning that he's taking this step back this year. That's all, like, we're saying. Or at least that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. He's definitely taking a big step back. He looks very frustrated. Like, it looked like whatever he's dealing with is just, you know, I don't know. Who knows what he could be dealing with?
Yeah, but point being, firing the front office, firing the coach, bad move right now. Look at it this way. if you're mad that we're bad now and we're only two games out of 500, imagine how bad we're going to be if we start from scratch. You're going to be really tight. You know, at least we have time to fix things.
Especially if the outcome is not what you expected.
Yeah.
Because everyone is really banking on this assistant coach. I never really, you know.
I mean, Johnny Bryant has a connection to young players, sure, but that doesn't mean nothing.
When was the last time connections helped us, Stevie?
Exactly.
With Fizdale? Do we really got to remind everybody what happened?
Yeah, that's exactly why we signed Fizdale, because he had connections to young players, and we all saw how that worked, though.
17 and what? Like 60?
It was 17 and 65.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I mean? So, like,
Jesus Christ.
Replace Thibodeau and Leon Rose with who? Exactly.
Look, I get it. You know, there's a lot of, they have a lot of flaws. I get it. Maybe not so much Leon, because Leon has, in my eyes, I don't see nothing wrong with Leon's, you know, decision-making. You know, I feel like he's made the right moves. You know, some haven't worked out with Kemba and Fournier, but he signed them in a way where we can just move on, you know. We're not stuck with these guys. We didn't max anybody. All we did was extend people. We gave RJ the bag, and you can't be mad at him because the whole fan base wanted it.
Exactly.
You can't be mad.
See, that's one thing I'll give Knicks ownership. As bad as people say James Dolan is, he actually gives the fans what they want. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. You know, that's just the truth.
It's like the parent effect. You know, you give your kids everything, they want more.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It is what
We are the kids, and we got to stop being greedy. And don't get me wrong. Listen, I respect all Knicks fans. It's just we have different opinions. So
if I was to give Leon Rose a grade for his overall performance, I would give him a B-.
That's not bad, you know.
Because like you said, all the things he did wrong, here's what he did right. He drafted Obi. He drafted Quigley. He drafted Deuce. He drafted Grimes. He drafted Sims. He brought us Brunson. You know what I mean? So
a lot of people say
resigned Mitch, who's killing.
A lot of people don't like his way of draft because they say he's more of a business-minded GM than a basketball-minded GM. And they also said that he moved back in every draft. But you told me earlier.
He did not.
We stood at 9 with Obi Toppin.
Yes, we did. Obi Toppin was Leon Rose's guy.
And that's also connections with for the first time this week, I heard about
the CAA. Well, he was the main agent for CAA. You know what I mean? And for people who are upset about that, that's only logical, dude. If you're doing business, aren't you going to do business with people you're familiar with? Because those are the people you've been successful with.
I think they're more concerned about, like, the conflict at interest. Like, they're going to hold on to these guys no matter what they do, which is kind of weird. Because if you're a business and you're losing, and someone mentioned it on Twitter that the Garden was actually kind of, usually it's a sellout, it was kind of empty this time.
When?
Today.
For the Cavs game?
Yeah. Someone mentioned on, I don't know.
The one we won?
The one that we won, yeah. I guess we weren't.
Well, then those fans missed out.
We weren't the favorites.
You're not a real fan. You know what I mean?
We weren't the favorites. So, you know, I don't know. So, honestly, moving, let's move forward, because honestly, I think we covered a lot. Actually, so explain what the CAA is to people that don't know what the CAA is.
That was basically Leon Rose's agency, or the agency he worked for, while he was the agent, before he became president of the Knicks.
And pretty much, we have a lot of players that are a part of the CAA. I think Tibbs is also a part of the CAA, correct?
That's right.
So it's like an in-house thing. And I do remember there was an argument, but I think we even said it like a year or 2 years ago, we wanted to keep everything in-house.
Exactly.
I do remember that.
And by in-house, I mean keeping things quiet and away from the media and what our plans are.
So they took it literally, like literally in-house, like all for one and one for all kind of thing. Like,
I have no problem with that, actually, personally.
So I think their problem is that they're not going to give them away, like Randall, like they'll keep him.
Well, we don't. Well, I mean, I'll say this, and this might piss a lot of Knicks fans off.
Do it. More views. All
right. Be prepared for that possibility, y'all. But then again, maybe not, because Obi's Leon Rose's guy. He drafted him. Well, obviously, Leon Rose likes Obi Toppin. But the thing is this. Depending on what... Oh, wow. Depending on what trade happens... Sorry, I was watching the football game while we're talking. And, like, something just happened. I apologize. But anyway, with the whole Randall thing, be prepared for that possibility that he stays. Because... Obi Toppin has value. Don't think that GMs around the league don't see his potential. And for those who think I'm choosing Randall over Toppin, no, I'm not. I would much rather have Toppin for obvious reasons. I think his potential, sky's the limit for him. You know what I mean? If given a chance. However, depending on who we trade for, remember, we at Knicks Anonymous have stressed many times with Julius Randall, less is more. So if we trade Obi Toppin, I'm assuming he's going to be in a deal for the A player I personally covet. And with that A player, Brunson would then be the number two option, which would make Randall the number three option. And we all know, and we've seen it, Randall thrives when he has less pressure and less responsibility on him. He's a smarter player somehow. I don't know how that works, but like when you put less pressure on him, he's more decisive and he gets things done.
I'm glad you said that because you said it the best today. You're like the moment Randall goes, okay, all right. Wait, what did you say? You said
I was joking when I said it, but like, and the funny thing was something happened right after that showed that.
He like airballed a three. Oh no, he dribbled. Yeah. He dribbled once and then took a three and then he missed.
So I said, Randall's a better player when he knows what he's doing and he's decisive. Like when he gets the ball and starts dribbling, that means he knows what he's about to do. But when he gets the ball and holds it for a second and it's like, all right, then that you know,
then he's thinking too much. The OI.
Randall's better when he's not thinking. Like, he has to just go with the flow. Once he starts overthinking, then it's a wrap. And it happened today. Right after I said that, like, he grabbed the ball, stopped for a second, then started dribbling, fired a three, and missed. And it was a horrible three. And totally missed the rim and just hit the backboard.
It wasn't good. Yeah, so that's funny. So, that's good. So, okay. So, what it seems like is the majority is on the stand of let's go the development route. So people want to fire Tibbs in order to develop the players. We're saying let's use the players that we've already developed to go and get the A player. Am I correct?
Well, we have to decide which players are we're going to make available. You know what I mean? I'm not saying get rid of Obi. I'm just saying be prepared for the possibility that keep Randall.
Yeah, like I'm saying
I personally want to keep Obi. I would much rather trade Randall, but at the same time, I would be upset if we ended up keeping Randall because I would understand that decision depending on who we acquire.
Because you can't just overlook Randall and what he does. You know, you can't, as much as you want to hate the guy for whatever reason, he's a 28-5 player, so... You know, and he's going to give you that consistently.
Might not be efficient, but yeah.
But,
it might not always be efficient.
But if you bring him down to the third...
Yeah, if you bring him down to the third option, he'll be a more efficient player.
Because he doesn't have to go, oh, all right.
Exactly.
He doesn't have to go, oh, all right. That's funny. So, okay, moving forward. So, this leads us to another... Oh, before we even leave this whole thing... People were saying, yo, I'm so glad some people aren't GMs and Leon Rose is our GM and not Knicks Twitter because this was outrageous. It said, let's hope that Jalen Brunson makes an all-star year, like an all-star run, so his value goes up and we can trade him. So basically they want
to... So we signed him to trade him?
Yes. Yeah,
so
we could trade him for the A guy... To be with the young guys instead of using the young guys to get the A guy to play with the Brunson guy.
Oh my god! Oh my god! You would have been on Fizdale's staff, whoever that is.
Yeah, it was unheard of. I couldn't believe my eyeballs.
You'd have been with Steve Mills and them.
That was truly like I said in the beginning of the show, the Twitter is the toilet bowl of the internet. So that would have been a huge mahong.
That's sad.
That would have been a, that's a huge.
That was a sad take. Like, why did you even decide to type that?
That's a huge moment.
And you really thought that through and thought like, oh wow, yeah, I'm gonna set Twitter on fire with this one.
You know what the worst part was? He used hashtags.
Oh, well, whatever.
He really wanted people to see that. Well, I saw it, buddy, and I'm not going to give you a shout-out, so stay enraged. So,
yeah, we ain't going to do that to you.
So moving forward, have the Knicks regressed? This is a funny one because it's only like 20-something games into the season. But have the Knicks regressed?
I won't say yes yet because the season's not over. We're not even at the break. Let's see how we look during the All-Star break. Then I'll answer that.
So if you could make an assumption right now, just for fuck's sakes, what would you say? Have we regressed?
No, I would say we're exactly where we were last year, just with a better point guard.
Yeah.
That's why the potential's there. Things can get better.
I think, from what I see, I think we've regressed offensively and a little bit defensively. Now,
as far as perimeter defense, yeah, our interior defense actually isn't too bad.
Yeah, so don't get me wrong with the offense, because we did add a great weapon in Jalen Brunson.
We're the worst shooting team, though.
But we are, yeah, we are the worst three-point shooting team, and our efficiency is low, too.
Yeah.
So what it looks like is we need to get everything together and, you know, in motion. You know, ocean in the motion. Everything's got to act as one. And it could be very well, because everyone forgets this, it's Jalen Brunson's first year. So he has been killing, though. But, you know,
maybe everybody's still getting acclimated to him.
Yeah, so
you
can't win one game by yourself, especially if you're not an A player. Not to say Jalen Brunson isn't the A player. He will just compliment the A player crazy.
He's not the guy. He's not the franchise you build. He even said it himself. He's not the savior. He's not the guy you build the franchise around. But he definitely is a valuable piece.
And Jalen Brunson actually also said it's on the players and not the coach. I feel like that's very important to bring up, because we were just talking about the coach.
I agree. You know what I mean? Because at some point, you know, players have to execute. And there's many moments that the players didn't execute. Is there moments where Tibbs should have took people out, i.e. RJ Barrett today against the Cavs a couple of times? Yes.
There were also a couple.
But at the same time, you know, he's doing okay as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
he's doing great. He's doing okay.
Yeah, there were actually like a couple of also missed timeouts, I heard, like in the Mavericks game in the second half when they went a little run. There was not a single timeout called. So a lot of people were kind of angry about that one. So was I, honestly, because you got to stop the run. You know, you got to. So I think Tibbs was trying to have faith in his guys, but sometimes you got to make the coach's decision and
agreed
and call that timeout when needed. But other than that, you know, it's on the players. You know, Tibbs can't shoot for these guys. He can only map out what's needed.
You know what I mean, Tibbs?
Not to say Tibbs isn't the problem, because we all know Tibbs isn't offensive. You know, coordinator, coach.
And he has a hard time adjusting to certain things. Yeah, we all know that. But at the same time, coach is coach. Players play. And the players have to execute the game plan.
Can you guys really...
And if the players aren't executing the coach's game plan, whose fault is that? That's not the coach's fault.
And can you guys really look at the Knicks and say, we're supposed to really be outplaying most... Like, we could beat these teams. But if you really look at the Knicks team and how young they are with the inexperience and just... team in general, you know, can you really look at the team and say it's all Tibbs' fault?
Absolutely not.
And that's no disrespect to anybody. It just is what it is.
I mean, we could name names, but...
But, yeah, we're not going to go there. We're going to take...
You know what I mean? We could name names.
We're going to take
RJ Barrett, but we're not going to go there.
Oh, it's like, wow. So, you know, we're going to take the Jalen Brunson route. We're going to keep it humble, and we're just going to say team effort and, you know...
We just keeping it real, bro. Like, we're not trashing the guy. You know, I like RJ Barrett. I want him to succeed.
But he's making it very hard for us to like him.
And I don't won't say that. Like I said, I like RJ Barrett. I don't want him to succeed, but he's just playing, not playing good.
So yeah.
Just do it.
So to the, back to the Knicks have regressed. I don't think to the, like, you know, it's still to be determined, but I do see a lot of issues in terms of our defense. Now, don't get me wrong, we do have streaks, just like, you know, the Cleveland game we just witnessed, this beautiful glory.
Yeah, dude, there was a few moments where Grimes was playing great one-on-one defense on Donovan Mitchell, dude, so shout out to Grimes, man.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good game, good. That's defensive great. Game. It's, you know, when the Cavaliers game was a good representation of if the Knicks do everything right. Now, they're not going to do everything right because we just said the team is young, and that's the problem. So, you know, deal with it. This is what y'all want. You want the development. Here it is. So, so moving on, we have the good old tanking scheme. There's a there's a little cold following out there.
No tanking. I'll make that short and sweet. No tanking.
Yeah, there's a little cult following out there that believes...
Y'all want to tank for Victor Wembanyama? I mean, yeah, he looks tempting as hell. He does look like a great player, dude. But, like, I think we're beyond tanking. We're past that.
So, tanking... So, there's different types of tanking, right? The tanking route I kind of wanted to take was, you know, if you really want to go the development route, get rid of the veterans and have the young guys take the veterans' minutes... And they just play through whatever mistakes they have.
But we're not going to get rid of the veterans all in one shot. That's what people don't understand. You know what I mean? We might get rid of one vet now, one vet in the offseason.
So
you're going to have to be patient with that one, y'all. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Like, y'all can't... What y'all have to stop doing is making these fantasy Twitter scenarios that get y'all hype. Like the whole... Twitter got this idea that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to be available. Like, I don't know where that came from, but why would OKC trade him? They got a great backcourt with him, Josh Giddey. It makes no sense.
He would be nice. I called you about that, too.
No, I dig. It would be great. Don't get it twisted. But, like, let's face reality, dude. OKC has some going over there. Why would they... You know what I mean? And they got more draft picks than us. So why would they shake that up?
Yeah, they're good.
It makes no sense. That's a pipe dream. Like... Knicks Twitter needs to let that go. Unless of course we hear a rumor from either Woj, Ian Bagley, or Shams. Until then, it's nothing. Let's just keep it real.
Yeah, that's true, man. And so that's one tanking scheme. The other tanking scheme, which most Knicks Twitter wants, is we pretty much lose on purpose. A lot of people believe it or not. A lot of people were actually banking on the Knicks to lose this game. Not by a skin of their teeth. They wanted us to get blown out by like 30. Just so Tibbs and Leon Rose could be excommunicadoed from the premises.
Oh, y'all not Knicks fans, man. Y'all look terrible. Why would you play to lose?
As a competitor, I can't agree with that either.
Why would you play to lose?
Like, what are you doing?
You know what I mean? Like... Can we move on from that one? Like, I don't know what to say to that one. You don't play to lose.
Look at this. I'm going to read this tweet. It says, "Wake me up when the Knicks win 3 in a row. Losers are happy about one win. I want to win a championship."
Oh, yeah. We're going to get that overnight. That guy's pretty smart.
Okay. Here's another one.
Brilliant.
We got this. Ready? Look at it. Here we go. "We never gonna get rid of this fucking coach because we keep winning these BS games and get fucking lucky with games like this."
That's funny. So you want us to lose just so you can fire the coach. But if the coach turns it around and we continue winning, you're gonna be mad? What kind of a fan are you? Oh my god, like...
This is not fake, folks. I can't make this up.
Like, what kind of I would never
lie to the people because we are the people's voice. So why would I lie to the
not
beautiful
those
people?
Like, not those people.
No, it looks like they want to be seen because each post had hashtags in it. So they want to be seen.
That's sad. That's pathetic. Like, you're not a fan.
You like, tell him, Stevie.
I don't even know what to call you.
Let him have it.
I think we should just get into the games, bro.
Let him have it. No, okay.
Or is there more? There's more?
There's one more. Because we did mention his name a bunch of times. Last but not least, is RJ playing himself out of a job?
No. I mean, nah.
There are theories that RJ is playing like shit. because he wants out of New York.
Then why'd you sign the contract? If that's the case. Like, that's bogus.
I think he may be Randling us a little bit. Because I remember what happened when we extended Randle after the All-Star year. Not to say that Randle's bad, but he went definitely below the All-Star caliber that he was when we signed him.
Nah, I think that's bogus. I think that's bogus. Because he didn't want to be here, he would have signed the contract. We would have made the trade. He would have made it known he didn't want to be here. We would have made the trade.
We would definitely pull the trigger.
Exactly. So, like, that makes no sense. Like,
I mean, we did offer him, though.
Twitter, you could do better, man. I can't.
You think so? I don't think they can. I think this is exactly what Twitter is.
I came on Twitter thinking this was going to be informative, and I get this.
Come on, don't get me wrong. No. Okay, listen. Shout out, because we love.
No. There are good people. Like,
there are great people.
Shout out to the VSN network, by the way.
That's a fact. Everybody who follows us and everybody who stays on the positive tip, shout out to you guys, because a lot of people forget we're Knicks fans.
Let me make something clear. You making a point I don't agree with doesn't make you negative. Just to throw it out there.
No, we're talking about like this. We're like,
talking about negative shit like what you just read.
Like what I just read. Yeah. Like, it's okay to have opposite opinions. But, you know, every morning there's a game day. I always put Good Morning New York, get excited. Because, like, yo, it's exciting to go and watch the Knicks. It, you know, this is what being a fan is all about. You know, do death do us part. That means we got to go through hell in order to get to heaven with this team. You can't be in heaven if you wasn't in hell with us. You know what I mean? You can't.
You make it sound like we're Spartans.
You know what I mean? No, I'm making it inspirational because it's the truth. Like, you know, Twitter is very toxic. And, you know, I'm not saying the Knicks. I don't think Knicks fans are toxic. I think they're just super passionate, which is why I respect
them. Some of them are toxic.
Some of them are toxic, but more so passionate. And sometimes that passion turns into stupidity. You know, I'm definitely guilty of that. I'm sure all Knicks fans are guilty of that. But just remember, you know, we're passionate fans and we love New York. And we got to love them no matter what. You know, are you going to hate your best friend for making one mistake? You know, multiple mistakes. If you love them enough, you'll keep them around depending on what the mistake is.
if you don't like the Knicks, you know, there's like 30 other teams you can root for.
You know, exactly. Just take it out there. Take that energy somewhere else if you're not about it. You know,
if you're really tired of it. You know what I like? You know what I've heard from bad Knicks fans that I know? I'm done. I'm sick of this. And then they keep talking about the Knicks. And in my head, I mean, like, I thought you were done, bro. Like
why you keep going?
Why do you keep coming back if you're done? Brooklyn's right across. You know what I mean? Brooklyn's right there. You know, Philly's like a state away.
Got a couple out. Go West Coast if you want, bro.
Yeah, you know, Lakers got, you know,
AD's bugging out right now.
AD's bugging out over there. Steph Curry in Golden State.
Klay Thompson bugging out.
Yeah, you know, like, you got options, bro. You don't have to be here.
Exactly. So I just wanted to make that clear. I love the New York Knicks no matter what happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, bro, we stuck it out with the Fizdale season, bro. I might as well ride this out to the day I rest.
Exactly. Bro, like a true fan should. Like, this is what fan base is all about. Fan is short for fanatic. So you got to be a fanatic. If you're not a fan, you know what you're doing. I got two types of Nick gear on right now. I'm literally holding a sweater and it has my name on it with a number. And it's a Nick sweater. I have a Nick hat on right now. Stevie, I'm alive for you. You got Knicks socks on. You got Knicks slides on. I see the Knicks. I see the Knicks power in your soul.
I literally have none of that on. I know. But I do have Knicks stuff in my closet.
That's fair enough. So, Twitter talk done. I think that was a very successful talk. I feel like we got a lot of things done there.
Yeah.
So, to the regular scheduled program, let's get to the games.
Yeah, 2-2 this week.
Average again, you know, not bad.
Yeah, two back to backs. The first one was the Pistons and the Bucks. We beat the Pistons 140-110. One thing I loved about this game is for the first time this season, the Knicks did not play down to the competition. We kicked ass like we were supposed to. We didn't let up. There was a moment they looked like they were trying to come back and take control, but we said,
We put the foot right in their neck. Yeah.
And, you know, that's what we need to do from now on. Like, the games that we supposed to win, Do not play down to the competition.
Dude. You want
to
hear something funny?
Show them no mercy. No mercy.
Oh, you're getting into it.
Yes.
Bro. Oh, yeah.
Kobe Kai, bro. Strike first.
Strike fast, strike first. Hell yeah. But you want to know something funny about this game? And it's funny because I swear some Knicks fans just find the negative in everything. So before that game, I think Jalen Brunson had hurt his thigh. A lot of people were blaming Thibodeau for playing him against a Cade Cunningless and Jalen Ivey-less team Detroit Pistons.
Actually, Jalen Ivey played that game.
Did he?
No, actually, you're right. He did it right.
So their top two, you know, and Detroit's already a bad team, and their top two players were out. So they're saying you're risking that he was risking Jalen Brunson's health. You know, like why do we need him in the Detroit? You know
against Detroit. That's the kind of game we probably blow without Jalen Brunson. So I don't mind him starting for those Knicks fans who said that. And speaking of Jalen Brunson,
I can definitely understand the concern, though. You know.
Nah, I understand. I dig, but you know, if you could play, you could play. He had 16 points, a rebound, 5 assists, and a steal. 6 of 8 from the field. 2-2-3.
You spitting bars over there? That shit rhymed. Yeah. That sounded clean.
I mean, yeah, bro. Julius Randle was the man that game, though. He dropped 36. 14-24, and he had how many threes?
That's the game he was bugging out.
Yep, 6 threes. Yeah, he couldn't be stopped. Grimes. Oh! Grimes, Barrett, and Brunson each had 16. Big shout out to them. Quickly had 15. Overall, great game, bro. Overall, great game.
Ah, but Barrett, 4 of 11. Tisk, tisk, tisk.
Yeah, I mean, we won. So I guess we can let it slide for that game.
2 of 5. But like you said, because he was a plus 32.
He doesn't check out. That's what saves him. I'm telling you, he doesn't check out.
Yeah.
Barrett is so lucky he's a dude that's passionate about the game. Because there's dudes, like, if they're not having a good game offensively, they're going to want to do nothing. Like Randle sometimes. I hate to call him out like that, but Randle does that from time to time.
Don't hate it, bro. We gotta do it, bro. It's our job.
Barrett is not that guy. He'll keep playing, and I respect that. As much as we're criticizing him this season, I do acknowledge the fact he doesn't check out.
And that, you know what's even effed up? In the spaces on Twitter. So, yo, honestly, I'm getting all my information from spaces and Twitter. So, if you see Knicks Anonymous, you better watch. You better come with facts because I'm listening. We listening. So, a lot of people were making fun of RJ Barrett and his shoe deal. They were like, oh, RJ Barrett ain't shit. You know, Nike didn't come to his door. It's Puma RJ. RJ.
From Pumas.
I don't know. Because last time I checked.
Puma's dropping some heat.
Last time I checked, the man that everybody loves is sponsored by Puma, and that's Clyde Frazier. So, and he's the most stylish man, probably, you know, in the NBA.
And like I said, on the low, Puma's been dropping some heat.
So a lot of people were making fun of his, you know, his endorsement.
Meh. You don't have an endorsement. How about that?
I tell him how it is, Stevie.
I mean, if Puma endorsed me, I'd be hyped. Hey, world, I got a Puma endorsement. Y'all cop my Pumas.
Yo, Nick. So wait, Knicks Anonymous. Is this our Knicks Anonymous? Is this our
plug to Puma?
Yeah, is this our plug?
I mean, if they give us a deal, I'd take it.
Hey, Puma.
You would take a Puma deal?
I would love a Puma deal. What? Give me the suede. I like the suede. The suede's nice.
Nah, bro, we get our own Pumas.
Oh, Knicks Anonymous Pumas. Yeah. Put the Knicks Anonymous pin on the Pumas.
Nah.
Yeah, I put it on my Pumas. I rock the fuck out that bin. But, yo, so the Detroit Pistons, I'm not really too much to get into because this is a game that we were supposed to win, and we showed just that. We showed that we were the better team, and we actually, like you said, we kept the pedal to the metal, and we really didn't let up. And even though we did kind of let it slip because we are human and we do let mistakes happen, they were able to regroup and get everything under control. So big shout out to the Knicks for actually, you know, dominating 30 points. Mitchell Robinson, 13 big rebounds. You know, Mitchell Robinson has definitely been dominating when he's supposed to be dominating. He has been playing outrageous basketball lately. I'm so proud of him.
Dude, if he stays healthy, he's one of the best anchors in the league.
Shout out to Mike because he adores Mitchell Robinson. I said that with mad sarcasm.
I guess we'll move on to the next game, which is the Milwaukee Bucks. We lost 109-103. But I'm not mad. This is the first game of the season we lost, and I'm not mad. Because I was expecting us to get smacked.
The biggest controversy in this game, I believe, was the Grayson Allen 3.
Oh, God.
They say that RJ... So, first off, people were arguing that Grayson Allen was cooking the whole game, when in fact that was
11 points.
That was his first three of the whole game.
Yep.
So, a lot of people were saying that RJ Barrett should have went over the screen and, in essence, played harder. But
he actually played good defense on that. He just hit the shot.
He played great defense. And if he goes over...
So I'm not mad at RJ for that. He just hit the shot. That's what it is.
Neither am I. You know, it happens. Just, and
Nick Twitter needs to chill, bro.
The fact that you wanted him to go over the screen to foul him instead. Like, why would you foul a shooter with time counting down?
I'd rather chance putting the hand in his face.
Because in essence, you're fouling somebody who's 0-for-3 from 3 right now. He's not supposed to make that shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's 0-for-3 right now. Why would I foul him? So, in terms of that big play, I'm not mad, because I don't want to take away the fact that RJ Barrett actually had a great game this game.
Yeah, he did. He did. 26 points, 2 boards, 3 assists. He shot well, 8 of 15. And even from 3, he shot well. 2 of 4 and 8 of 9 from the free throws. I can't lie. This season, RJ Barrett has improved from the free throws.
He does. He missed. Yo, I'll give him that. He missed the one that counted, though.
I know. I know.
He missed the one that counted.
Yeah, man. That's the downside to this game. RJ has a downside to every game.
He missed the one that fucking counted, man.
Bro, he bought his free throw. Remember, he started the season rough at the free throw line. He bought it up to 77%.
Should have been 9-9, RJ.
Yeah, I know.
Should have been 9-9.
So I'm trying to save him right now and give him props.
No, yo, listen. Because we know RJ Barrett has been struggling. So the fact that he can't, especially against the Bucks, out of all teams he had a good game against, it was the Milwaukee Bucks. Shout out to Mitchell Big Man Robinson for doing work against Giannis.
As a fact, he's the reason why we had a chance to win this game is Mitch. I should have actually gave... I didn't give him player of the game this game. I should have. Or did I? Let me check.
Listen. Let me check. Mitchell Robinson, he has been... He's another one outplaying his contract. I'm so happy for him, man. He just needs to stay healthy. 15
That's
points.
That's his only problem. He even hit big free throws in this game.
Yeah. I remember. He missed one, but he made one.
But he hit one. He made one. I thought he was going to miss both.
I also thought he was going to miss both. Yo, 15 points, 20 rebounds. 7 of 9, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. And he actually forced Giannis out the game. Giannis fouled out.
Oh, shit. I didn't do a post-game post for that post.
No, that was me. That was supposed to be me, and I definitely passed out. Oh. So I take full responsibility for that.
All right, so Mitch gets player of the game for that game then.
There you go. Yeah, he definitely gets player of the game. He did work against Giannis. He was really making it hard for Giannis.
Even though he dropped 37, but the effort was there.
In the first half of the game, though,
he was struggling. Giannis, he was.
He was struggling a lot.
You're right. He was.
So I'm really proud of Mitchell Robinson. Jalen Brunson had a very bad night, man. He shot 8 of 22. He 1 of 14. 1 of 4 from the free throw line. 0 of 4 from 3.
But he still dropped 17, 5, and 5.
Yeah, but,
and
you know.
And a steal and a block. Not for nothing.
He cost me money that game, too. Bet responsibly.
This season, he's been putting a lot of effort on the defensive end. He's not a good defensive player, but I've seen the effort there.
And who can you thank that for? Man. It's no coincidence, man. You can't tell me it's a coincidence.
I mean, you're not going to get defensive player of the year numbers from Brunson, but as long as the effort's there, I'm happy. That's just me, though. I don't know about everybody else. But I guess we're moving on to the disaster that was the Dallas Mavericks game.
Yeah,
you might as well get that out the way, bro.
I'm might as well speechless for that one. I really didn't expect all that. I knew they were the better team, but I didn't expect 61 threes.
121 to 100. Mind you, we outscored them in the first half, 59-52. However, They murdered us in the second half, dude. I don't know. Will I get canceled for saying they murdered us? Like, can I still say that and we're okay?
Yeah, I don't think you get canceled for that.
You never know, bro, because...
It is a weird world.
I probably offended somebody by saying murdered. Somebody's out there. Somebody I know got murdered. And you're saying, you know, whatever.
Yeah, anyway, man. Shout out to the cancel culture.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's not a shout out.
Anyway. It was a troll.
They outscored us in the second half. 69 to 41. 69 to 41. Jesus Christ, they caught fire.
And you could think that to who? The A player.
And Tim Hardaway.
That we don't... Yo, listen, let me tell you something. And Tim Hardaway. Let me tell you something. It is a problem when you have Tim Hardaway beating on his chest saying, this is my city.
I had a feeling that he was going to go off, though.
That's a fucking problem.
I had a feeling that he was going to go off. I'm not even going to lie.
We gave up, what was it, 61 threes?
Tim Hardaway had 28.7 boards and assists, and he killed us from three. Tim Hardaway had 8 threes. 8 of 13,
and most of them, if not all of them, were in. Cause he got hurt in the first half, something like that, and then he came back with vengeance.
They attempted 61 threes, they hit 24. That's pretty damn good.
39%.
That's great.
They destroyed our perimeter defense.
Yes, they did.
So this is what happens when a good team enters our whack perimeter defense.
Like you said, the A player, bro. Did we say yes? That was disgusting. A little burp out right there.
Be surprised. That was for y'all. That was a wake up call.
Yeah. Damn. Lost my train of thought. But I got it back. Did we say yes? Minus Luka, the Knicks have the better team to an extent, but with Luka, they can beat us off the strength of them just having him.
Yes.
And we just saw that transpire in this game.
And Tim Hardaway. That's going to be the story of the fucking and Tim Hardaway.
Oh, my God, bro. 24 of 61. They outshot us in field goal attempts. They shot 100. We shot 77.
I'm more disappointed in the fact that we didn't actually incorporate Mitchell Robinson more often. Because they played small ball for most of the game. And... so far, Mitch has been dominating off of small ball teams because, like, the Pistons don't really have a center.
Yeah, his numbers were pretty modest this game. He only had 2 points and 6 boards and a block.
Yeah, I don't think they were really looking for him. I think, Randall...
When you're hitting 39% of your threes, you're not going to be taking it inside that much. So that's probably why Mitch was ineffective.
That's also true. They probably played him perfectly to the T, because if you look at Julius Randle's numbers, 24-5-3, good. But if you look at his, 8 of 15,
8 of 15 is good.
3 of 8 from 3. I'm sorry.
That's good.
Huh?
37% is good from 3.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm not liking
11 because of his defense.
I'm not liking the volume though.
Not about bro. If he could give me 3 of 8 every game, I'd be cool with that.
It doesn't seem efficient to me, though. It's just weird.
37% is good. For Randle, that's great. I'm taking that. I will definitely take 37% from Randle. For a year? Hell yeah.
Yeah,
hell
okay. Yeah. I see what you're talking about. I see what you mean.
Hell yeah, but we got smacked this game.
That's
the point.
That was the Randle hatred in me. That's still deep down in there.
The point being, we got smacked this game. For the first time in a while, we didn't hit our free throw. Well, I'm not saying we didn't hit our free throws, but we did miss 8. They killed us, dude. Like, there's really nothing much to say. They out-assisted us 27-18.
Our perimeter defense was poor that game. We gave them too many attempts.
We turned the ball over 19 times. They scored 19 points off the turnovers, which means every turnover they scored, there's nothing... There's actually nothing positive to say about this game.
No, we just got smoked. In essence, long term, we just got destroyed. And this is what happens when you don't have the A player.
Yep.
I was actually looking more forward to Brunson exploding against the Mavericks due to the fact that...
Yeah, bet on that, and unfortunately I lost that bet.
Yeah, it wasn't really good. I didn't expect Tim Hardaway to do what Tim Hardaway was doing.
I did get him right, though. I had a feeling he was going to go off.
He always does.
I didn't think he was going to get 28.
It's because he got dunked on by Giannis in the Garden, and he somehow takes it out on us.
I put that he would get over 15. That was a good bet, but, whatever.
My man's went for 28.
Yeah. It is what it is.
He looked at Brunson and said, I took your spot, homie. That's OD.
Oh, boy, moving on.
That wasn't a good game.
But this one was Knicks versus Cavs. This one I didn't see coming.
Oh, blaze of glory. I called this one on past, present, and future. I said Cleveland was the game we was going to win.
You did say that. I'm not going to lie. But on the Instagram post, the game day post, I called it that we would beat them on the inside, that we would potentially attack them on the inside because Jared Allen was out. Final score, 92-81. And speaking of the inside, like I said, points in the paint, Knicks 56, Cavs 40. I was right. LJ was right. I was right. Gotta love it, bro.
This is how we do it on Knicks Anonymous.
Gives Knicks Anonymous some credibility, bro.
This is how we do it. You know what? Like, if you want to look at it statistically, we're not supposed to win this game. So you're going to be like, oh, LJ, you got lucky. Yeah, you can argue that. But, you know, I got confidence in my team. And, you know, the odds were in my favor with Jared Allen out. So, you know,
what you going to do about it? You know what we want today? Defense.
Yeah,
our coach's specialty?
You can't say it was luck.
What's our coach's specialty?
Oh, defense.
Bro, we held them to 34% shooting overall, 22% from three. They missed 5 free throws. We out-rebounded them. Well, we killed them on the boards, 54-39, 14 on the offensive end.
Because you can't say they didn't have everybody. They still had Evan Mobley. He went 1 in the draft.
How many points did Evan Mobley have? He had 11 and 10. He had a double-double, so Evan Mobley played 4 blocks. 4 blocks. So they did have some interior defense going.
You know, they got done.
It wasn't enough,
baby. Come on. 21 Savage. Mitch Robinson.
Mitch had 5 points, 11 boards. Wow. I thought he had 3 blocks and a steal. He actually had 3 steals and a block. Good game, Mitch.
Active hands, man. He's very active. He's starting to find his place.
I gave Jalen Brunson the player of the game today, but I think I should have gave it to Julius Randle. He had better numbers. 18, 9, and 4 compared to his 23-2.
Nah, you should have gave it to Hartenstein.
Nah, but he played real well, though.
I know.
He played real well. 10 points, 9 boards. Shout out to iHeart, man. A lot of Knicks fans have soured on you, but you've been playing decent ball lately. I've noticed.
Oh, okay. So let's get into the sauce here real quick. A lot of people back to Knicks Twitter are saying that it's a big problem to be looking at moving forward, that the fact that I have it right here. It says Tibbs did Cam Ritter's greasy. Whatever karma the Knicks get, they deserve it.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Sounds like a threat.
That does sound like a threat to me. So pretty much Knicks Twitter is very upset with the fact that Cam Reddish played 9 minutes in Denver and no minutes today.
You mean in Dallas?
Dallas. And minuteless today.
I mean, it would have been different if we lost today, but the fact that we won kind of, you know, makes that a redundant point. I mean, yeah, I would love Cam to get minutes, but again, we won. So what's the problem?
And this is also a game that a lot of people want. So I think, you know what's crazy? This tweet says, whatever karma the Knicks get, they deserve.
Sounds like a threat.
But wait. Most of Knicks Twitter were saying we need to get blown out by 32 today.
Why 32?
We need to get blown out
by... Why exactly 32, though? Why that number?
I don't know. Because they wanted us to really just... They wanted Leon Rose and Tibbs to be fired. But this is what you got instead. Welcome to karma. You got the Knicks winning 81-92. That's what you deserve. You deserve that win.
As a matter of fact, you're a wannabe Knicks fan, so you don't deserve that win. This win ain't for you.
Nah, you gotta fight negativity with love. So yeah, you deserve that win.
Those aren't fans, bro. Like, nah, I can't acknowledge you as a fan, bro. Like, how you gonna be so negative about a win? Like, come on.
I look forward to every win on Twitter because of that reason.
He's that dude that if somebody won the lottery that he know, he'd be mad.
He'd be mad for him? Like, jealous?
Yeah, like, he'd be the dude that he'd try to get the biggest piece of the pie. And then be mad that his boy not gonna give him none because he see how greedy he is.
Yeah, damn. Read him like a cookbook.
I mean, it's probably a bad analogy, but I just came up with that on the fly.
It's all good, though, but I definitely get what you mean.
What I'm trying to say.
Get what you mean. So how do you feel about that? How do you feel about Reddish not getting any minutes?
I mean, it's messed up, like I said, you know, but it's not going to make me want to think my coach deserves karma or somebody deserves bad karma, dude. Like,
that's OD, right?
Yeah, he'll play next game. Jesus Christ.
You know what? And, you know, Tibbs, I do disagree with Tibbs' rotations. I still think he needs to fix it, but he did something extra tonight. He did something very extra tonight, and for those of you that don't know what he did, actually, the Deuce Effect has arrived. Mr. TikTok himself, he literally did nothing.
He threw a nice oop to Obi Toppin.
That's what I'm saying. He literally did nothing offensively in terms of scoring, but he had two great assists, and he was a big presence, and I mean huge presence on defense.
The active hands were there. Active hands were there.
He was a +8 or +4. I think it was +8.
McBride was +8, correct?
He was +8. And he literally did not score. So, listen, if you could be positive and not score, I mean, that's a win. But, like I said before, my thing with McBride is his offense. You tell me he has good offense, I don't think so. So, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about McBride. But I do want him to be playing more.
I agree.
So it's good that we got to see his face. I still think what he's doing with Jericho Sims is dirty. I think Jericho Sims should be playing. I don't think Iheart really has a spot on this team anymore for me.
Even with his 10 points and 9 rebounds today.
Even with his 10 points and 9 rebounds, because
and his +16.
And his +16.
He's the highest plus minus today on the team.
I think
he was.
I know. Listen, give the man his flowers. I agree, but. I just want to. My preference is Jericho Sims.
He
jumps out the building. He's very athletic, and he's not a liability on defense like Iheart is. But you know, Iheart does have his. You know, he has his moments like today. So I can't really, you know, go all out on him. But I would, you know, I would still preferably choose Sims over Iheart.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, that was the week, man. 2-2, not bad at all. So like we always do on every show, let's go down the line. For next week's episode.
Let's see. What is our schedule looking like? Hold on, folks. I apologize for that.
You apologize a lot, Stevie. You're a very kind gentleman.
Yeah, you know.
You got manners.
I wasn't prepared, you know. I should have been prepared.
It's all good. So I got you right here.
We got the Hawks on Wednesday. I think we get a W. I think we get revenge for the last game. I don't see us blowing a 23-point lead again and losing by 20.
You actually said it's essential we have to win this game.
Oh, yeah, it is a must-win. This is a revenge game for me. Not for the Knicks, for me.
For you, personally. Okay.
Me personally. Like, that last game kind of put a bad taste in my mouth. Like, all of y'all are mad about, like, all kinds of other stuff. That's the one that got me bad.
Yeah.
I still say they're not our rivals.
Okay.
I still say that. They're the closest thing to a rival, but I wouldn't call them a rival. But this is a must-win game for me, and I say they pulled this off. I'll even predict RJ shows up today and gets the player of the game.
Ooh, okay. I think Jalen Brunson is gonna have a wicked game. I think he's gonna punch Trae Young in the mouth. Not literally, but
yeah. Brunson's not that kind of guy.
Hypothetically, yes. I think he's gonna take it to Trae Young. Next up, we got the Charlotte Hornets. W or L? I say W.
I think LaMelo's
back. LaMelo is back, I think.
It says here he's out ankle and Gordon Hayward is out shoulder. That's as of now. I don't know if that's going to be the case. But I still got this as a W.
I have this as a W as well.
I still got this as a W.
Next up, we have the Kings. That's going to be a tough one.
Ooh, that's going to be a goodie, though.
I think a W.
I'm actually gonna swallow my pride and take L, bro.
Why is that? Think Halliburton or Sabonis?
I honestly think that their pace may overwhelm us the first time. I think we play them again, if I'm not mistaken, sometime this season. I'm gonna check the schedule. If I'm wrong, I'm not sure. But I'm under the assumption, because they're a fast-paced team. I'm not saying we're not a fast-paced team.
Nah, yeah, they got De'Aaron Fox.
But De'Aaron Fox is the fastest player in the league. So I'm under the impression that the first time we play them, I'm looking at the schedule right now to see when we play them again or if we play them again. I think the first time we play them, it's possible their pace may overwhelm us. So I think in that aspect, they may be the favorite this time around. And I think we'll take an L. Not a huge L. It's not going to be an L where we're going to be mad. It's going to be a hard-fought L. Like, we're not going to give them the game.
So check this out. In pace, they're third in the league.
Exactly. Okay, we get them again. March 9th, the day Biggie died. R.I.P. Biggie Smalls.
R.I.P. Biggie. So honestly, they kind of best us in everything. In pace... field goal percentage, they're fourth in the league. We're 24th. And three-point percentage, they're sixth. We're 23rd.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I think this game, like, again, we play the March 9th again. I think we'll beat them that game. This game, I think they'll overwhelm us as far as the pace goes.
The boards, though?
I don't think we'll be ready.
Look at the boards. We're third in the league on rebounds.
But we're not a bad rebounding
team. And they're 24th.
So that would be the key to the game, is what you're saying.
Offensive rebounds, they're 27th, and we're 5th.
So if we own the boards against them...
we could definitely beat them the first and second time.
So the key to this game is Mitch. Julius. So Mitch, Julius, and Ihart are the keys to this game.
So I'm going to chalk this down as a W. So that's 3 Ws. We're 3-0 right now.
I'm going 2-1 this week.
We got more.
Of course, Ihart and... what happened?
We got more games.
No, that's it. That's the next Sunday.
Nope.
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, it is.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, we only got Wednesday, Friday, and so. Oh, it's a short week.
Yeah.
No. No. Okay. Oh, no, man. That's whack. Oh, not 4 games. 3 games.
Yeah. You sound disappointed.
I am disappointed.
And we got 3 games the following week, too. The Bulls twice and the Pacers. Pacers is going to be a goodie. I can't wait to see that one.
Ugh. Yeah, it's going to be dangerous. I don't know. That one's going to be a tough one to watch, probably.
That's going to be a fun game to watch.
I hope you're right. But so today's special. We're actually in the same place today. We're not doing... I forgot to mention that. If your screen isn't moving, don't be alarmed. We didn't do video today. We are in the same area.
Yeah,
same.
We had technical difficulties with the video. We will be on video again next week. Apologies, but... it's just audio this week, y'all.
Yeah, so we haven't done this in a while, bro. So let's dab it up, man. Yeah. Successful episode. Let's dab it up. Episode 78 in the books. Shout out to the Knicks Anonymous family for always tuning in. Honestly, on Twitter, tweet us some questions. You know, tweet us some your opinions on the week. I'm gonna prompt it, you know, as the week goes on. But, you know, I'm going to start reading your guys' tweets and, you know, eventually we're going to start getting live calls and stuff like that once we start upgrading. So, again, pins coming soon. We do love the support. Every dollar does go towards the stream. So, we only get better as we grow. So, what you guys say, Stevie?
I hope you have a good week. I hope y'all buy some pins and show us some love. And they are fire pins. I was actually shocked at how good they looked. I didn't think the detail was going to be that great. But shoot. I can't wait to put one on one of my hats.
That's a fact. On my book bag, wherever. Wherever